When you can say a person's name and know exactly who it is, you know you're successful. We all love Tito. And when Tito does something, he goes all out, and Tito wants to help. Tito's Vodka is now making hand sanitizer. Let's bring in Chris Cassidy from Tito's to tell us all about it. Chris, I love this. This is such a great thing. First of all, when you say the name Tito, everybody knows right away. That's got to help you in your business.
You know, it does. He's, you know, it's been around for 23 years now. Tito's done a great job. So we definitely have a, you know, a melting pot audience of people. So they can definitely identify with the American-made product. So Tito's handmade vodka is just something that, you know, it's passionate to all of us. But yeah, right. When you say the name Tito, it definitely resonates now.
It does. Tell me how Tito's Vodka got started making hand sanitizer.
You know, it's funny, you know, early March, you know, we were fighting a good fight out there, and you know, you heard all the rumors and the posts on Facebook of people saying that you could use Tito's to wash your hands with, and that would be sanitizer. You know, obviously, pretty funny.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, I saw all of it.
So, you know, that being said, I think, you know, the right thing to do was to get in front of it, which is what our Austin team did, and made a very quick clarification. Since we were only 40 proof, you have to be at least 60% alcohol.
Right.
So they decided to, you know, like kind of the next steps were, you know, we can do this. So about 2 weeks later, they talked with the TTB, announced the authorization that ethanol-based hand sanitizer would be permitted to be made by distilleries. And this allowed the Austin team to begin, you know, the process that adheres to the industry standards. So that kind of brings us to where we are today. So I knew it would happen, you know, Tito. I just didn't know how quickly they'd get on it. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been good.
You know, I met Tito at Chicago Cut last summer. It was like George Clooney walked into the restaurant. He got mobbed. And I'm serious when I say this. He is the nicest person. He took time out to take pictures, shake hands, and talk to everyone. And that's his personality, right?
It is. You know, he's very humble. I think he's true to his roots. You know, it's him and Lori are just very very passionate people. So definitely when he's out now, I think people recognize him from, you know, the social media and whatnot. But yeah, he's a salt of the earth. Couldn't be a better family to work for.
And you'd think he'd have a suit on. He was just wearing jeans and a normal shirt, just like everybody else.
That is, you know, hey, that's the uniform. That's what, you know, the distillery is. We're not an organization that is it, you know, we're not a three-piece suit guy. So we're blue jeans and cowboy boots. So he sets the standard there, but definitely when he comes to Chicago, there's no outfit change.
I know Tito's Vodka. I know you guys have done charity work in the past, and this is kind of your mantra at Tito's, to do charity work, to give back to the community.
Yes, you know, it's been a labor of love for us for many, many years. Tito kind of launched this business not knowing that charity was going to be such a great component, just because he likes doing well. I mean, it started, you know, when he started trying to do events for people in Austin, he said, hey, I could donate some cases and I'll bartend for your organization. So, you know, you fast forward 23 years and, you know, I've been on board now for 8.5, and it's been, it's just been something that it's a great organization to work for, but to see how many charity events that we do. We did over 1,200 charity events in Illinois alone with a soft influence. So that's the passion of his, and it's kind of rubbed off on the sales force. It's rubbed off on the marketing. It's rubbed off onto different charities,
right,
with dog organizations. And it's been it was difficult at first for us to kind of wrap our head around it, and then, you know, a week or so later, you're like, okay, we know how this works. Let's go.
Right.
So now we help them all.
We're talking with Chris Cassidy from Tito's Vodka. Tell me about the hand sanitizer. Have we seen a shipment here in Chicago? Where are you shipping it? How much are you charging? Tell us all about that.
So the first shipment came out about 3 weeks ago. It is not, there's no charge. Tito is making it free of cost. We shipped about 288 gallons.
Wait a second. Gallons. Wait, this is free?
This is free, you know, and that's the best part about it is, you know, just trying to make sure that we started with the states that were in the most need to get the sanitizer first. So definitely Chicago, New York.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
free.
Impressive.
So we dropped off. We found a contact at the task force here in Chicago, and we were able to drop off 288 gallons at first. I'm sure there'll be a round two coming soon, but about half the country right now has been given sanitizer.
288 gallons was the first shipment, and you're not charging. I can't believe that. Wow.
It's just, you know, that's how it should be. I think everyone, you know, this is, you know, and this is distilleries, all distilleries are helping. This is the time and place that, yeah, you know, everyone should be doing good for one another. It's not about, you know, making money now. It's about trying to, you know, help everyone. So that's unique. I mean, I think right now we can produce up to 24 tons of sanitizer a week. So there is no end game here. We're going to continue to make it and continue to get it out to people, first responders, hospitals,
right,
you know, pop-up hospitals in need. So that's the game plan as of right now.
God bless the first responders, man. I mean, they are working 24/7. They're working every single day, and they're out there. They could get this virus, but they continue to go back.
Yes. You know, it's, you know, my heart goes out to everyone that's out there. You know, you go to the store, everyone is so polite, you know, they're so respectful. It's nice to see, you know, in this time that you take a step back, take a deep breath, because everyone's working overtime. And that's, you know, sometimes I think we forget about that is, you know, it's a rat race. You got to take a deep breath, and everyone's suffering this through this together. We actually, we worked with an organization called Frontline Foods here. It's a local organization that actually has gone nationwide, and it's another great way for us to help people where we can donate to them. And then this organization, Frontline Foods, donates food to meals to hospital workers and care workers right now, which aren't getting the breaks. They're working 16 hours a day. So we were able to work with them the last couple weeks, and I think we gave out about 1,000 meals last week.
Jeez,
so we're hoping,
man,
to ramp that up again, too, yeah.
That's one of the things, you know, if you want to talk about a positive during this pandemic, I mean, people have stepped up their game, and they just want to help. That's what I love, especially here in Chicago.
Definitely. You know, I think we're all in this together. Everyone's got to, you know, my heart breaks for the restaurateurs, the bartenders,
right,
but the trickle down effect that you don't think about is so much more than that. So, you know, we're all working together, trying to make sure that, you know, when we do open up, that we can help each other.
Right, definitely so. And I'm sure you've seen it on social media, the talking bottle of Tito's.
Is it happy hour yet, Pete? Because it seems like 5 o'clock.
I just want you to know that the McMurrays are keeping Tito's Vodka in business. We have two handles at our house right now.
We appreciate you guys. Thank
you
for your support.
I'm sure the greatest thing that's happened to the beverage industry is Zoom happy hours.
They're fun. They're fun. As long as you get on the call early enough where people don't start too early.
Right.
And sometimes it goes sideways. But no, we've had our organization has had some conference calls together, and it's just, you know, everybody needs a good laugh right now. So we've done some company-wide ones that have been fantastic, where you get Tito and you get Lori on there, and everyone just kind of, you know, powwows with one another, and Tito tells some stories, and we cheers at one another, and it's just nice to see a face.
Right.
You know, besides, you know, all your kids working and they're working diligently all day
and yelling for food. I'm hungry. Okay.
Yep.
Well, there's a refrigerator. You can walk right downstairs, grab it yourself. Chris Cassidy, Tito's Vodka. You're doing great work. Hand sanitizer. I can't believe you guys aren't charging for that. That's so awesome.
You know, it's happy to work for a great company. I'm very fortunate. And, you know, Tito and Lori have been great to us. So hopefully more good things to come, and we can keep on making the sanitizer and helping make the world a better place.
And by the way, can we say hello to Eric, who's probably listening right now from the company?
Mr. Barlin, he's
actually
busy at his desk right now. But, you know, shout out to Brian Flint, the Chicago team, Randy,
right,
Claire, Angelica, Savan, Jimmy Groves. They've all been wonderful through all this process. And just, you know, it's definitely, it's great to work with a great team here locally.
That's awesome. Chris Cassidy from Tito's Vodka. Chris, have a great day, man. Good talking to you.
You too, Pete. Talk to you soon, pal. Be well.